Good day, journal. So that you know, a definitive date is required. You must set a due date, even if you still need to determine when to reach your goal or to touch down at your intended destination. Your hopes and dreams need a due date, as if giving birth to a baby. You must have certainty about your life as much as you can. The parts of your life that you control, including when you want a dream to come true, must have as much clarity as possible. Otherwise, you will never arrive at the desired place, or else you will never get the job done. Think about all those who, like the old you, say they will do something but never get it done. The numbers of people who are as you only escape being in the same company are extensive. Think about the New Year's resolution crowd who gave up on the resolution before Valentine's Day. After Christmas, they make plans that when the New Year's kicks off, a new them will be present and accountable for their best life. But they don't do what they promised themselves. They can't stay committed to being their best versions, even for themselves. Their best life has no due date. The New Year's resolution scenario proves that we don't love ourselves that much when we get down to it. We don't love ourselves at all. And hence, loving your neighbor as yourself takes on the misunderstanding it does today. If you can't love yourself enough to be the best you possible, the question one must ask is, can and should anyone trust you to love them genuinely? Should anyone trust your word when you say you love them, when the way you go about your life tells the story of one who is not in love with themselves? It's absurd that we place a premium on others falling in love with us than being in love with ourselves. We'd rather another shower us with gifts rather than take advantage of a new day to be better than yesterday, to get close to living life just as we always imagine. We need to shower ourselves with love. We must devote ourselves to being who we want to be when we are no more. So that's why you now include due dates and ETAs on all your hopes and dreams. For a hope without a due date, a plan absent a time of arrival, is a nightmare. A nightmare on Elm Street, and any street you traverse is a life without an expected arrival time. You once did this thing of saying you were going to do something without having any timetable at all. I will author a book someday, which is far different from saying before my next birthday that I will write a book. Saying I'll be in the best shape of my life by the first day of fall is entirely different than declaring you could be the version of yourself whenever you want to. Meant for definitive terms is life. Life is exact. People, however, are inexact. People love to live by the word tentative. The day has 24 hours, and set in stone are all days. Except for the arbitrary changing clocks during spring and fall, all days have the same hours. The universe is exact. Like the day, you must be precise. Imagine if the day were like humans. On some days, the day would be 24 hours. On other days, the day could be 59 minutes. One never knows because humans hate to be exact. Humans love to have the option of not being what we promised we would be. The earth is exact. The square footage of land on the planet does not change. But imagine if the world were like humans. Well, we already know how that would play out. Humans would stretch and reduce the Earth's square footage as we do now, such as why so many folks are unhoused to this day. We extend the square footage we need to live and decrease the living space available to others. Today, could you be exact about your life? Like the hours in the day, like the square footage of the earth, be detailed in the pursuit of your best life. Just as when the sun rose today, you can set your watch so that 24 hours from the sun's rising, the sun will rise again. The sun is exact and dependable. The sun does not waffle about what it will do. The sun does not beg forgiveness for running late or not showing up. Be like the sun. Do not waffle about what you will do with your life. Do not have folks waiting for you to be the best version of yourself. Do not deceive yourself by saying you have a hope or dream that you won't pursue and won't establish an ETA. Like the earth, be exact today. If you were to travel around the world, the distance you must travel is known. You could also calculate the travel time based on the transportation mode. You could give anyone who asks the exact time you would go from start to finish. Today, there are goals and objectives in your life that you still want to achieve. You want to write more best-selling award-winning books. You want to continue giving exceptionally well-compensated and receive keynote speeches. And it goes without needing to say, but you should say it nonetheless, that you wish to remain in the best shape of your life for the entirety of your life. Give yourself a chance to live up to your potential. Allow yourself to show the world just how much you love yourself. Let the Creator know how appreciative you are for another day to be better than yesterday. Set the date. Pick the time. Hurry, hurry. Don't you dare delay anymore. Now, not later, is the time. Here, not elsewhere, is the place. Be the best you that you can be, not by and by. Be the best you that you can be right here and now. Live your life just as you always imagine. Set and stick to your ETA.
Set and stick to your ETA. Reflect and write. If you are serious about the vision for your best life and the best version of yourself, you must be detailed. Have you set a date by which you will reach your hopes and dreams? Have you established your ETAs for what you have planned for your life? What is the date? When is the time? Where is the place? If you've not established the dates and times for arrival, what is holding you back? Being vague about any part of your plan will delay your arrival. Now act. Set the date. Be specific. Be exact. No more TBD, to be determined. That's today's action. Look at each of the items on your vision board or list of goals. Assign each of them a date for completion. If you have a goal to run a race, go ahead and register for it. If the plan is to write your first book, when will you have the first draft completed? If your best life involves travel to another country, decide on the flight you will take and book it now. Pursuit of your best life requires leaving nothing to chance. Ambiguity is not part of becoming the person you've always imagined. So set and stick to your ETA, but you've got to establish one first. Now journey forward.